All right, let's start with an intention, a wish. I want you to think about all the times in your life that you've felt like something's wrong with you. All the times that you've censored yourself. All the times that you've felt like your past has ruined you. All the times you've felt like something's wrong with you, like you're broken. And I want you to make a wish right now. Imagine that you could wave a magic wand and rid yourself of all these feelings of shame. All the feelings like something's wrong with you, like you're broken. So with your heart, set an intention that you're going to resolve some of these feelings right here, right now, in this healing session. And imagine a time in the future when you're looking back at this moment and you're saying, "Oh, wow, I resolved so much shame in that guided meditation with Jen. That was awesome." Set that intention for yourself. You're going to do the work of metabolizing, digesting, and resolving some shame today. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you to get comfortable in your chair, sitting upright with your arms resting by your sides and your legs uncrossed. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes so that you can turn your awareness inward and focus on yourself. Take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just coming into presence with yourself. And I'm going to ask you to do this, to breathe this way all the way through the process. So even if I don't say it, I need you to keep breathing like this. So let's take a couple of moments now and just focus inward. Noticing what's going on inside you. And as you're doing that, feel any discomfort in your body, any emotion that's just sitting there that you've been ignoring. Take notice of it. Any anxiety you may have sitting there, just allow it and keep breathing into your body. Just letting yourself start to feel. Now I want you to ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? And I'm going to give you some answers, and if any of them resonate with you, grab onto them. So if you ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? And you check inward, you might hear the word broken. And you might feel broken or in some way flawed. Like there's something deeply wrong with you. And if you're feeling like something's wrong with you, maybe even like you're not doing this meditation right, just let yourself feel wrong. Let yourself feel incapable. Notice where you feel this shame in your body. Take some deep breaths and let yourself feel, because it's feelings and you're allowed to feel them. Now what I want you to do is find a simple sentence that matches what you're feeling right here, right now, in this present moment. Maybe it's, "I don't know what I'm feeling." Or maybe it's, "I feel like I'm doing this wrong." Or it might be, "I feel confused." Whatever you're feeling is 100% right and okay. Just find a simple sentence that matches how you're feeling right now, and I want you to say it out loud. Be real about what you're feeling. Declare how you're feeling right now. Now I want you to notice if there's something wrong about how you're feeling right now. Notice if there's a feeling, it might be subtle, but somehow that what you're feeling right now is somehow wrong or not okay. That's the shame. Your true present moment experience of yourself is somehow always a little bit wrong. There's always a better version of how you're supposed to be, right? Like, maybe you're supposed to be feeling ashamed right now. Maybe you're supposed to be feeling more of something. Maybe you're not supposed to be confused. Maybe you're not supposed to be wondering if this is working for you at all. Maybe you're not supposed to let your mind wander. Breathing. Okay, again, I want you to come back to your body. Drop down from your head and into your body. Let your mind do its thing, but drop down into your body. And with all of your awareness, I want you to take a little tour around and notice what you're feeling. What sensations are present in your body? Do you feel a darkness? Maybe some tingling? Where are the strongest sensations in your body? I want you to go move toward, with your awareness, move toward the strongest sensations, and with all of your awareness, lean into them and feel what's there. Keep breathing and moving toward what's present. Don't push it away. Move toward it. And now notice how there's something wrong with what you're feeling. I'm assuming there's something wrong with what you're feeling, with what you're experiencing. Am I right? Nod your head if I'm right. Feel what it feels like to be wrong. Feel what it feels like to believe nothing will work, not even this guided meditation. Feel what it feels like to be so broken that no amount of healing, no amount of therapy could possibly fix your issues. I know this is intense, but please stay with me. All of these feelings are living inside you 24/7, infecting your inner world, stealing your joy. All we're doing here is activating it so you can experience it directly in your conscious awareness so that it can finally be digested and resolved. Okay, again, I want you to drop into your body and notice what's there. Feel the brokenness. Feel how you never do anything right. Feel how nothing will work. And when you find the strongest sensation, go toward it with your awareness. What color is the sensation? What does it actually feel like? Where is it located in your body? And now, if the sensations in your body could speak, what would they say? Use a short, simple sentence. Don't go into your head and think about it. Just stay with the sensation, be the sensations, and feel that what they would say if they could speak. And say it out loud. Say it out loud. And if you don't feel anything at all, feel that. Feel what it feels like in your body to not feel anything at all. If this is the case, maybe you'd say, I'm numb, or I'm nothing. I'm just giving you some ideas. Whatever it is, your inner experience is valid. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. All I want you to do is notice how shame is feeling in your physical body and keep breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. It's really important. I want you to allow shame to be in your body, so breathe into it. You're not going to resist it. You're going to love yourself enough to take some deep breaths and let yourself feel shame in your body. You're doing really great. You're making direct contact with yourself right now, with your truth, with your feelings, and you're allowing yourself to be who you are right now in this moment. If you're feeling like you're doing it all wrong, like you're not making direct contact with yourself at all, that's it. That's the shame. That's you rejecting yourself, feeling like everything, even this, is wrong. Keep breathing. I know this is not easy, what I'm asking you to do, but I'm asking you to do it for yourself. So find a simple sentence and say it out loud. Match the words with what you're feeling. Say it out loud again, because no one can hear you. And I need you to own it out loud. Whatever it is that you feel, honor your truth right now and say it out loud. And if you need to cry, then please let yourself cry, but just stay in your body and feel the shame in your body. That's it. Good. That's it. Keep going. Stay with it. I'm broken. There's something wrong with me. Whatever it is for you, breathe and feel the shame in your body. Keep breathing. And what I want you to do now, as you're feeling that emotion in your body, you're going to let it build up. You're not going to push it down anymore. You're going to allow yourself to feel it. If it's in your hands, your feet, or your chest, your stomach, I need you right now to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Keep going. Just keep going right through, however strong it is. And now ask yourself, how strong is this shame that I can feel in my body? Just notice how strong it is. Take a mental note of how strong it is right now. Does it feel crazy intense, or is it pretty mild? There's no right or wrongs here. I know you might feel like you're doing it all wrong. That's the shame. Just notice how strong it is in your body. Now we're going to do this together as a team. You keep saying simple sentence that resonates with your feelings, and it might change from moment to moment. Say it out loud, whatever it is for you. And this time, when you say it, I want you to make me believe you. Imagine that I can hear you and say it from your heart and make me believe you. Don't say, there's something wrong with me. Say, there's something actually wrong with me. Whatever it is that you're feeling, say what it is you're actually feeling right now in this moment even if it doesn't feel like it's the right thing to say. Say it out loud, no one can hear you, and make me believe it. What you're going to do now is you're going to let it grow in intensity. You're going to lean into your feelings and dial it up. We're doing this together. Breathe and allow yourself to feel it, and you're going to let it get stronger, as strong as you possibly can. Love yourself enough to let yourself fully feel your shame, so you never have to feel this same pain again. Keep breathing, let it grow in your body. You might notice the energy moving in your body. Let it move, let it go wherever it wants to. Don't judge your emotion. If your emotion needs to move to your hands, to your head, all you need to do is breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and allow yourself to feel it. That's good. Now I want you to push it a little bit more. Let's see if we can just dial it up a little bit more in intensity. I want you to go into the eye of the storm, into the strongest sensations, be the sensations. So I want you to say that simple sentence again. I'm not good enough. I'm broken. I'm all fucked up. Whatever it is that you feel, whatever it is that you believe, say it out loud and allow yourself to feel. That's it. Let those feelings come. Let those emotions come and breathe. Good. You may feel yourself shifting. Maybe it's coming down in intensity. If it's still getting bigger, then I need you to just keep going, go harder, say it louder, focus on your body even more. You may be getting tingling in your hands. I want you to feel it. Notice what color is this emotion in your body. Is it red? Is it green? How strong is it? Go and look at it. Don't be afraid of your pain. See where it's sitting. See what color it is. Feel it and breathe into it. This pain has served you. It's helped you to survive. It's got you where you are today. So please love yourself enough to let yourself feel this pain now so you never have to feel this same pain again. That's it. Keep going. Keep going right through, right through. Allow yourself to feel it. Now you're going to do something very important, so please keep listening to my voice. All you have to think about is listening to my voice. And I want you to ask your subconscious mind right now, when's the very first time in your life you felt this way? The exact way that you're feeling right now. If you were to know how old you were, the very first number that falls into your head, you don't need to think, just allow it to come. The very first number. How old were you the first time you felt this way? The first time you felt you weren't good enough, or you felt this deep brokenness or confusion or deadness in your heart. When's the very first time you felt this way? Just let the answer drop in. Don't go searching for it. Trust that it will drop in. It may totally come to you right away, or it may feel like you're guessing. Both are valid. Trust whatever it is that comes forward. Okay, Now you're going to be really brave with me, and you're going to go back. You're going to go back to the very first time you were a much younger version of you, and you felt this pain, and you're going to let yourself watch what happened to you. So notice where your little self is. Notice what room you're in. Notice what's happening. Look down at your feet. See how little your feet are. Allow the pain and just watch. How is that little you feeling? Say it out loud. Use a simple sentence and say it out loud. How is that little you feeling? What happened to that little you in this scene? Play it in your mind. Even if it's traumatic, please allow yourself to go back there and see that little you and what they went through. How did you feel? Were you sad? Were you scared? What happened to that little you? When you look at that little you, how do you feel about what you went through? If that little you is in pain, let them be in pain. Let them be in pain. And you can say again, something's wrong with me. I'm bad. No one loves me. Whatever that little you was feeling in this scene. Take some deep breaths, and what I need you to do now is step back into that memory and go up to that little you. That little you that needs you. And all I want you to do is put your arms around your younger self and give them the biggest hug they've ever had. Hug that little you. Hold on to them so tight and just let them feel whatever it is that they're feeling. I just want you to hold them and allow them to feel it with you. Little you didn't get this help back then, so little you needs it now. You're helping your younger self digest and resolve their difficult emotions, and we're going to watch what happens. We're going to watch little you transform. So as you continue holding this little version of yourself, I want you to notice where you're feeling it in your body. Just hold that little you. That's it. Just be there for them, like you would be for your best friend. And when you look at this little you, ask yourself, how do you feel about this young version of yourself? Do you love them? Maybe if you love that little you, you should tell them. Maybe when you're hugging them, you should hold them and say, I love you. I love you. Or maybe you feel ashamed of little you. Maybe little you looks pathetic or not good enough to you. If that's the case, just allow yourself to find that shame or disgust in your body and feel it. Everything you're feeling is totally fine. Just notice where you're feeling it in your body. The love for that little you, or the disgust or shame. Let's feel it. Find where it's sitting in your body. Notice what color it is. And again, breathe into it. every emotion is in your body. Love yourself enough to feel it. Now you're going to ask that little you a question. What is it that you need? What do you need from me right now? What is it that this little one needs from you more than anything else in this moment? What does little you need from you more than anything else? And just listen to what little you says to you. Nod your head if they said love. And now what I want you to do is take that little you out of that situation, out of that scene, okay? I want you to just choose somewhere. What's your favorite place that's private, where you can take this little you, where there's nobody else there, just the two of you? Maybe it's a beautiful beach, an island, a garden, a forest, wherever they'd love to be with you. Take little you there. And once you're there, I just want you to sit down and be with that little you. Notice what you're feeling in your body. Maybe you still have some painful emotions in your body, or maybe you're feeling a little calmer now. Whatever you're feeling, breathe in, find that calmness, or find that emotion in your body and just notice it. Breathe in and feel it and let it get bigger. If it's love, let it get bigger. If it's hurt, let it get bigger. We're going to do this together again. That's it. That's it. And now when you look at this little version of you, I want you to ask yourself a question. So looking at little you, how valuable is this little version of you? How valuable is this little you? Really look at your younger self. Watch what they're doing. Notice their energy. And again, as you look at your younger self, I want you to ask, is this little you valuable? I want you to nod your head if you feel like your younger self is super valuable. Mm-hmm. So what I'd love you to do now is think about what this little version of you never got to do, what they missed out on. And I just want you to do it with them. Maybe it's play a game. Maybe it's build sandcastles. Maybe hide and seek. Or maybe they just want to sit in your lap and feel hugged. Whatever it is that they missed out on. Now that they're finally reunited with you. And I want you to do it with them. Let them feel deeply seen, loved, and connected to you. And if you can feel love towards your little self, which I'm guessing you can, I want you to give this love a color. What's the color of that love that you feel for that little you? Whatever color love is for you, I want you to imagine it. For me, it's pink. I like to imagine the most beautiful pink color I've ever seen, and I breathe it in through my nose and out through my mouth, and I just fill that little me up with pink, unconditional love. So we're going to take some deep breaths together, and we're going to just send some love from our hearts to that younger version of you who struggled so much, who maybe didn't have a lot of support, a lot of love, maybe didn't have a lot of emotional understanding from other people. I just want you to fill that little you up with wisdom and love, with everything you've learned, all the wisdom you have. breathe it into that younger version of you and feel it in your body. That's it. That's great. Let their whole body, their whole energy become it. For me, it's pink. Just keep breathing that love into them so that your younger self can finally feel that deep, unconditional love for maybe the first time. Now I want you to freeze this moment. This beautiful moment where you see your little self in this special place, all filled up with gorgeous, unconditional love. See how beautiful this young, innocent, joyful you is. See how quickly they were able to be their true, joyful self in your presence. And I want you to shrink this scene down. Down, smaller and smaller, so that that little you becomes so little and cute that they're able to jump up onto the palm of your hand. And once your little self is there on the palm of your hand, I want you to look at little you, still with your eyes closed, and I want you to make a commitment to them. Maybe you want to tell them, hey, whenever you're feeling like you're not good enough, I'm going to be there. I'm going to listen. Whenever you feel broken, I'm going to let you feel broken. But I'm going to be there with you through it. I'm not going to judge you anymore. Maybe just from now on, you're going to think of that little innocent you and let them feel what they need to feel. Maybe you just want to promise to be there, to let them know you're not going to leave them again. Whatever they need, you'll be there. You're going to put them first from now on. I want you to take little you now, still on the palm of your hand, and I want you to place your palm onto your heart and feel their presence, all the joyful, beautiful, perhaps spunkiness. Feel your younger self's energy fill your body with their gorgeous love, placing them into your heart so that they're never ever alone again. And now I want you to imagine the love spreading through your body, filling every single cell in your body with beautiful love and connection. Imagine it spreading to all of your trillions of cells, filling you with beautiful love and connection. Lean into it and really feel the openness, the acceptance. Feel what it feels like to have this expansiveness in your body. And now I want you to feel the love that's filled all of your cells. Feel it spilling out beyond your body so that your whole body is glowing. Every single cell is filled up, and now your entire being is radiating this love. Feel it. Imagine it. And as you feel this, I want you to notice how good it feels. And maybe you even feel like everything is all right in this moment. Like maybe in this moment, everything is okay. Maybe it's even more than okay. Maybe you even feel a little powerful. Whatever it is for you is absolutely okay. But I want you to find a simple sentence that matches how you feel right now in this moment and say it out loud. Declare it. Maybe it's, I am love. Or maybe it's, I feel so connected. Or maybe it's, I am loved. Whatever it is for you, say it out loud and make sure it matches what you're feeling right now in this moment. And that's it. Enjoy this moment. This is what happens when you digest and resolve stuck emotions. Enjoy it. All right. You've done really, really well. Just let that energy do what it needs to do. It might take a little while to integrate and keep moving. That may have been quite a big release for you, or maybe you weren't able to fully get there. That's okay too. And now slowly, in your own time, ever so gently, moving your toes. Gently moving your knees. And wiggle your hips gently from side to side. Gently waking up your body, preparing yourself for coming back into the room. Wiggle your fingers. Slowly, ever so slowly, moving your head from side to side. And then bringing your body back to stillness. And before opening your eyes and coming back into the room, I want you to do one last thing. I want you to capture this moment. Capture and take note of how your body feels, your whole body, all the trillions of cells that make up this gorgeous universe that is you. Notice how it feels right now in this present moment to be you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, taking as long as you like. I'm going to sign off in a moment, but I'll keep the music playing for a few more minutes in the background so you can take your time and enjoy this moment. Be with it for as long as you can. Make sure to drink lots of water and be extra gentle with yourself as the effects of this healing meditation integrate in the days and weeks to come. Thank you for joining me here today. I'm sending you so much love. Bye for now.